Activated, Gaining the Extraordinary from the Ordinary, features articles from the Activated magazine created by the Family International. Visit us at www.activated.org.
Helping Others from a Hospital Bed by Sandra Bellaviti, Tanzania. Even before I started serving the Lord as a full-time missionary, I wanted to work in a hospital to help those in need, not just physically, but emotionally and spiritually. More recently, while living in the Ukraine, I prayed for the Lord to use me in such a ministry. I got my chance a short while later when I developed a serious stomach and intestinal disorder and found myself in a hospital ward for 24 days. God turned my adversity to others' good. It didn't take long to see the need and suffering of those around me. I asked the Lord to help me be an encouragement to them and went to work. I used family posters to brighten the walls of the room I shared with four other women and brighten their spirits in the process. I also took time to meet and talk with others on my floor of the hospital. 25-year-old Daniela was given the bed next to mine. She has the beauty and all the airs of a model or actress, I thought, as she walked into the room for the first time. Despite her practiced poise, I could tell she was afraid. After she settled in, I introduced myself. I prayed that the person in the bed next to mine would be someone extra special to Jesus, I told her. At those words, she burst into tears and told me that she no longer believed that God loved her. She was an actress and singer, she went on to explain, and had performed in everything from TV commercials and music videos to stage plays and operas. It was then that I realized I had once heard her sing on a tape, and my heart had gone out to her at the time. Her song had seemed to come from a heart crying out for real love, God's love. Just as I was enjoying success, she said, my life suddenly crumbled. I had known my fiancé since childhood, and we were very much in love. Then he was killed in a motorcycle accident. I lost all faith in the loving God. By the next day, she was telling the other women in our room that the Lord now lived in her heart and how he had taken away her bitterness and depression. For the next 2 hours, she told me her life story, including some things she said she had never told even her best friends. After her boyfriend's accident, she cut her long hair, quit seeing her friends, and stopped singing and acting. She sat in her room alone and cried for 6 months. When she finally tried to pull herself out of the deep depression she was in, she didn't have the strength. Then she found she had tumors in one of her breasts. Her life had reached its lowest, darkest point. At the end of that first conversation, Daniela asked Jesus to come into her heart and help her overcome the problems that had plagued her since she lost her boyfriend. When her mother visited, Daniela told her that she had asked Jesus into her heart, and her mother cried for joy. I was admitted to the hospital for breast surgery, but what I needed even more was heart surgery, Daniela quipped. Over the next days, I used every opportunity to encourage Daniela and the others and to strengthen their budding faith. We talked a lot about the Lord and read from the Bible. Before long, our ward became known as the Happy Room. Daniela prayed that I would be able to be with her on the day of her operation, and the Lord answered that prayer. I was also able to be with about 10 others shortly before their operations. I gave them all some things to read to comfort them and strengthen their faith. I also prayed with them and their families. The atmosphere in the emergency surgery ward was often tense, but it was also a golden opportunity to witness to and pray with others when they needed Jesus most. The Lord touched the hearts of some of the doctors, nurses, and staff too. Shortly before I was discharged, I thanked one of the nurses for being such a soft-hearted person and really caring for others. After 24 days in that ward, I knew she was special. I have prayed for Jesus to use me as a channel of his love, she said, struggling to hold back the tears. And now it's wonderful that you tell me you can see that. Daniela has also been released from the hospital and phones me often. I continue to encourage her and other friends from the hospital in their new lives with the Lord and his love.